Last time on Brothel D&D.
Wouldn't he tell? I guess not. Dick, I forgot.
Everybody make an intelligence check.
I got a 6.
Holy shit, there's a kobold right there.
13.
Holy shit, there's a kobold right there.
We gonna cornhole us a drunk.
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel. Great Scott.
Get off my plane.
And another pen evening passes. And a couple of more evenings.
Nobody even asks where this new guy just went. I mean... Nobody cares.
Not really.
All right, good.
I mean, they think he's an asshole.
Nobody asks where my horse is? Okay, fine.
Nobody cares.
Beer for your horses?
What?
Nothing. Country song.
Terrible song. Country music is terrible. No, evening let's passes. Just keep going. Whatever happens, right.
No, I'm just making sure.
Yep.
I don't know what to do.
There's nothing you can do until something else pops up in your way.
That's true.
So let's just keep trucking along. How many days have passed by now?
I have since we did the goblin thing and I got two things of gold a day. Mm-hmm. It's been 8 days.
He's going to tell. I will pay you the proper compensation when we get there.
Okay.
No, I'm getting paid daily.
I am not tracking how many days are actually passing.
Every time you say it's night, I click it.
That's fine. You're going to get paid whatever I think is the right amount.
How many total days, though, since Baldur's Gate? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You guys are maybe halfway there.
Okay.
I'm wanting to investigate the cultist wagons.
Sure.
Can I cast invisibility on myself at night and just kind of creep up and take a look?
If you would like to try, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have him use his hat and look like a fucking cultist.
Because I'd rather just not be seen at all.
Okay.
Agreeable.
You go
have him do that and then cast invisibility on him.
I'll do this out of sight.
Yeah. No, yeah. You can...
Are you telling
you're
us?
You're small enough, you could probably duck under a wagon, cast invisibility, and then step out.
Yeah.
Are you telling us?
In case something happens to you. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, like, go dig through their wagon or anything, but...
Maybe glean some information?
Yeah.
Okay. You turn invisible, and you meander off into their group. Make me some sort of dex, acrobatics, something to not trip over anyone in their sleep.
16.
Okay. You're able to step over the sleeping people, step around the guards. They don't appear to notice you, and you can... You're now up against one of their wagons.
Okay. Anybody in it?
Yeah, there's probably a couple of people sleeping inside there.
Okay.
They appear to be very uncomfortable. There are a lot of boxes in there.
I will... Am I able to get up to the wagon, or...
Yeah, you're right up against the wagon. Well, like, you can get into it.
I mean, get up into.
Yeah, no, you probably could.
Okay.
Yeah, you can probably get up to getting inside the wagon without being a problem. Once you start stepping in, that's when you're going to start making rolls.
Okay. Can I get a look at what's in the wagon besides boxes?
No, everything's in crates and it all appears to be sealed tight.
Sealed tight. Okay. Shit.
It would be challenging for you to get in there easily without tripping over a body or into a box. Even though you can see the situation perfectly.
Any guards talking or anything like that that I could listen
to?
Yeah,
I mean, there are a couple awake, but they're kind of spread out. Like, every once in a while, they walk over and say something to each other. You can definitely listen in, but the kind of stuff you're going to hear is, you know, cold night out tonight. Yeah, getting farther north.
Anybody who looks more important than the others?
I mean, it seems like they're. You've had a long time to analyze them. It's not like there's a leader amongst them. Mm-hmm. There are three or four who seem to be in charge of the wagons, but there's no Mondat, there's no Resmir present, there's no hierarchy, if that makes sense.
Was I able to forge that document?
Sure.
Yeah?
Roll me a... What would forgery be?
Deception.
Deception. Yeah, roll me a deception.
With my Let me look up the plus from my forgery kit.
Okay. Yeah, Troy, you got to remember all the new cool stuff you can do.
Some of these money, I mean, we walked out fine with this so far, but these can come in handy.
No, you guys are a little bit more powerful now.
I keep feeling that I took this home and I was going to write some of this stuff like out.
That was the name of that game.
We level up yet?
Three Dragon Anti set.
Yes.
Forgery kit. Oh, okay. It lets me add my proficiency bonus.
Which you probably already do anyway. Already do anyway. So that's useless.
This one.
Yeah. Well, what the hell's the point of
it? I don't know what it is.
Shit. 12.
You know it's not bad. It's not great work, but it might pass.
Do you want to bet inspiration?
Do you want to bet your life on it?
You get an inspiration you can use to make it better?
I do, actually.
Work on that.
What's it do?
You get a reroll. Basically, get a reroll the d20 and take the better of the, or
no, advantage.
Yeah, you get advantage.
That will work. 21.
It looks spotless.
Okay.
Some very helpful spells that I could have, things I could have been using.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Keep that in mind. I'm getting sweaty.
Yeah, out of your ass.
All this farting and sneezing is making me sweaty.
Okay. Since I got that already.
Yep.
I did that. Can I have it set up with him to...
If that's what you want to do, give me an intelligence roll.
7.
Sure, sounds like a great plan. Give me an intelligence roll.
I don't even remember what we're doing anymore.
You looking like Mondath. And
do I want to?
I think that's what you're rolling.
No.
Great plan.
Great fail. Not going to happen.
Great plan.
Terrible plan. When you just have...
They know
just
where
Mondath the owl drop it in the middle, and it's like they'll find it in the morning or something. I don't know. Do they have to see Mondath? Does that matter? Is that really that important?
I don't know.
Is it really going to matter? Okay. Do they know that Mondath didn't come with us? Why would she randomly be walking in the woods?
Yeah.
So more of a logical appeal there.
Make it look like
could it be a writ from her?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you designed it. How did you design it?
Photoshop.
Chisel shop. I don't know. They didn't have photos.
Something verifying me.
Yeah. Then that's what it is. You already know kind of what her seal looks like, and you feel like you've got a good idea, and you feel like you've...
And her seal's printed real big on her panties.
You feel like it looks pretty good.
Yeah, how am I going to get it to?
Give me an insight roll.
Yeah, I'll get that. 16.
I mean, this cult is very secretive. You could probably just walk up with it in hand and be like, hey, you guys listen to me.
I want it more as a...
Right, but the cult is very, very secretive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no... You could very easily play it off as, I've been here the whole time watching you guys, and now it's important that I contact you and let you know of my presence, because...
Okay.
You could do that at any point.
All right, I'll hold on to it.
Okay.
Let's fast forward.
All right. Next day, nature check, folks.
10.
Crypto.
Don't even ask.
24.
You guys see some, like, birds way up there. Way up there. And you're like, huh, those birds look really, really big. Troy, you know these birds are really, really big. And these birds are really, really dangerous. And...
ask your caravan guy.
What are those? Are they worth money? I guess, yeah. I'm going to talk to him and ask, and point out the birds and say...
He looks up and you see him say... Oh my god, and he dives out of the caravan. Initiative rolls.
I don't like this game.
18.
14.
14,
team.
Who's Matt, you said you were 18? Yeah.
That number?
Oh, no. 17.
Lucas is 17.
I should have done that last time because I didn't.
Yeah, it's not even the math. It's actually recognizing numerals.
No, I always forget it's there. I always forget it's there.
No, yeah.
We have someone who forgets numbers. We have somebody who forgets spells.
You too.
In the what? Name of his order.
Oh, I didn't add. Was I supposed to add dexterity?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the game.
19.
40 hours in.
I just got it because when we leveled up, I added to it. So it's true. My initiative, I didn't have it written in as a plus one.
Yeah, he didn't have it.
So that plus
zero. Yeah, this was like two episodes ago.
Troy, what were you?
14.
And Jeff?
8.
It was actually like 8 episodes ago.
I mean like two.
Two sessions.
2 sessions ago.
7
okay.
episodes ago.
You see these birds, and they're big, and they come swooping down. Where is their... That's one. The first one tears right through, the caravan directly in front of you guys, and you see it just... launch its talons into a person and just pick them up and fly off with them and sort of drop them as they go. And that guy's laying off on the side just grimacing in pain. Just, oh!
How high up did it go with them?
Let's see. Their fly is that much. Not very far.
Okay. 10 foot or something.
Yeah, but he's hurting. And it is Matt's turn.
Where are they?
So we'll put you guys together. Matt, you are this one.
Yeah.
And we'll say Jeff is beside you. You both are still on horses, and here's your caravan. Lucas is somewhere off to the side. And
not on a horse.
Yep. And literally, your caravan, Troy, has stopped, and your guy is cowering underneath the caravan. And we'll make the birds... Say the birds are here.
How high off the ground are they?
We'll put them 15 feet in the air.
Moving fast?
Pretty quick, yeah.
Zippy little fuckers.
Yep.
All right, well, and I, the one that's closest to my character, I do the Sacred Flame.
Okay, so what do you need to do? I need to beat a... Or do you, no, you're
deck dependent. Save.
Is it deck save?
14.
Misses?
Moving on.
No.
Oh, he misses
it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
2.
Okay. 2 damage to this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is Lucas.
If he's in the air, I should probably use a long-range weapon, so I guess I'll have to shoot an arrow at it.
All right. Fire away.
I'm not going to be able to hit it otherwise.
You hit?
Yep.
Roll damage? Which one? You're aiming at the one Matt already hit?
Yeah. D8. I lost my D8. 12.
Nice.
Okay. Shoot him right in the eye.
You notice...
Clip it.
You notice you hit him, and like normally you would expect it to like... You'd expect the arrow, like, when you launched it, you would expect it to, like, impact and sink in and stuff. It didn't hit. Like, you hit it, but it didn't seem to bother it very much.
So he didn't take the damage that I gave, or no?
I mean, you hurt him, but not, like, you would expect that to have punched through its body. Like, you were quick on the draw.
Birds, man.
It's damage reduction.
So how much, so he didn't actually take 7 damage, or 12 damage?
Yeah, he took damage.
He took some damage.
They didn't take 12.
Not 12.
You know when you're playing the video game and you're hitting them and you're like, normally I'm getting like 100 damage and they're getting like 5 damage? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Next is Troy.
I will ready an action.
2?
To swing at one with my hammer when it attacks me.
Fair enough. All right, I'll take that.
As a bonus action, I will mark...
The one that just flew over the top of your head?
Yeah. That yeah. one, and I'll get extra 1d6.
Okay. Cool.
Get ready for it. I'll help you out with it.
Jeff? Your turn.
Okay.
How is this one moving?
It swept over the top, and it's turning around, and it's on its way back.
Okay. I want to cast web in its path.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I want to cast web in its path.
And web is how big? It's like 15 by 15. I think I remember you using it before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to assume that web
20 foot cube.
Oh, it's a 20 foot cube. Okay.
That's a lot of web.
That's a big web. Okay.
And if there's nothing for it to attach to, like walls or anything, it collapses in on itself. But if something flies into it...
Yeah, you're going to have to...
You're going to net the fucking thing. That's cool, man. Maybe you can sell it to the bird guy.
I'm going
to
say... Define a space for me. Ready in action and define the space for me of what you want the 20 by 20 cube. Does that make sense?
What do you... No.
Because the problem is if you cast this web...
Mm-hmm.
And then it swings around. Like, I'm going to assume you cast this web, and then it collapses. You know what I mean?
Because well, yeah, but I'm casting it right in front of it.
So when it collapses, it's going to wrap into it, wrap around it.
Yes.
It's like Spider-Man.
So you're where are you casting? You're casting it around it right now.
It's in motion. It's not sitting still.
Right.
I am...
But for the sake of argument, it's... in place right now where it's at. So you're casting it it right now.
Which direction is it? Okay, yeah, I'll cast it on the space that's occupied.
The epicenter of the web.
Gotcha, okay. are you going to try and not nip the caravan? Are you placing this up in the air in space?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. 15 feet in the air, isn't it?
I'm just making sure. Yeah, it's 15 feet in the air. I'm just making sure when you when we cast a spell, it does what you want to do. Okay, what do I got to do for web?
You basically negate my action, my ready to action.
Assuming that it doesn't escape this.
Right. Because if it falls to the ground and then my next turn passes, then essentially I've done nothing.
It happens. This is kind of the chance of ready to action.
Make a dex save.
Versus your spell DC?
Yes. The correct one now, since I actually read the book.
Which is?
15.
Why is it 15?
It...
You dick.
It dodges it.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Troy, you would have recognized them as Perryton's.
The
Perryton's turn.
When I made my character, I didn't actually read what the spell DC was for fifth edition.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different than it was before, and I just calculated it like I would have before.
Mm.
So his was always seemed like a couple points higher than it should have been.
That's too bad.
I thought you were really good.
So it swings around and swoops at Matt.
And as soon as it touches me, I'm skadooshing it.
You hold on, because it gets a lot of attacks first.
No, the first one, the impact, I get to skadoosh. That is what you fucking told me.
That is actually.
Let's see if you. That's how it worked with this Cyan Wrath. Relax.
he would get it after the first one.
As soon as it contacts me, skadoosh, I'm letting you know.
He can't kill it. So it's going to get all three attacks.
Okay.
Chillax. I got you. Relax. What's your AC?
What's an AC? Oh, 18.
Armor class. Okay.
First part of DC.
Miss. What'd you say, 18?
Yeah.
Miss. And... Okay. So it swings both claws at you and it misses and ends up over here.
So I don't get to do it.
Yeah, so relax, man. Like I said, wait for me to hit. The next one's going to charge at you. Troy, your ready to action will trigger first before it gets to you. Because it's coming screaming in.
So I need to...
You need to roll to hit.
11.
You use a different set of die, will you?
You miss.
Cool.
Your hunter's mark was just additional damage. Yeah. Okay. And
I should have done the other one first. I know I should have. The other one gave me advantage.
16 hit you?
Nope.
And a 10 probably doesn't hit you either.
Nope.
All right. So this one swings over the top of you. Woo! It is now Matt's turn.
A sacred flame on the one that just swooped past me.
Okay.
If he's still in range.
Yeah. I mean, it's what your range is what?
60.
Yeah, he's within range.
Okay. Even deck save.
Even calculating the hypotenuse. What's his dex need to be to
14.
Beat you? 14. It beats you.
Fuck him. So, half of 3.
Round down, so 1. Okay. Lucas?
I am readying an action. I am readying my scimitars in case one of these swoops down at me, I can attack it.
Okay. Troy?
I'm going to do the same thing, but then also as a bonus action, do this vow of enmity, and...
You're taunting it?
Basically, I get advantage on it.
Nah, okay. Now are you you just get advantage on it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not taunting it or anything?
No.
Okay. Because there's another, I don't know if it's your paladin or not, but you get a taunt where if they don't attack you, then basically you're going, your mother was a hamster and they want to attack you.
Yeah, there's one, it's...
I'm just making sure you're not using that one.
No. No, it's... Yeah.
Jeff?
You gain advantage on attack rolls.
I got a good one. Is it my turn?
No.
No, I'm thinking. Don't
look at me.
Sorry, I'm thinking.
You're fine. Yeah, three burritos. That'll do it to you.
I will magic missile the one that magic flew past Matt.
All right, go for it.
I'm a little jittery.
Eight.
That hurts. Okay, you did. It felt that one. And guess what? It's going to swing around and dive bomb you. Cool. Oops.
The birds had mid-air collision.
What am I adding here? I'm adding that number. Okay.
More than you need.
That one missed. That one I imagine is going to hit. I assume a 23 hits.
Just a little.
Okay. Because it flies by you, this one actually needs to be. It's got to fly a certain distance in order to make this work, so it's got to fly at least that far. The other one's going to go at Troy, but we'll do that one in a second. It's got to fly certain distances. I need to do this plus this. When it flies, it gets a dive attack, so that means it can do some nasty damage. Yeah, nasty damage.
Even though it only hit on one?
Yeah. Mm-mm. 17 damage.
Ferg.
It went, as it dove down, it tried to snare you with its beak, and that one it missed pretty badly, but then one of the talons got you and just gripped into you and just sort of tore chunks of your flesh as it flew over the top of you.
My nipple!
Yeah, if it had hit with another one, it'd been a few more D8s. They're nasty little buggers.
Mm-hmm.
Troy. 20 hit your AC?
Mm-hmm.
That one also hits your AC?
Oh.
Snizzap.
I can swing first.
You had a ready to action.
Yeah, you had a ready to action. Oh, good call. Go ahead and do... I don't think you can drop it, but go ahead and do your ready to action.
Jesus! 4 and a 2, are you fist-fucking me?
Die!
That, so I get that.
Roll that.
Plus that. Plus that. Plus those.
It's a 20, oh shit.
It's a 4.
Oh no, it's a 14, my bad. How many hit points you got?
Not enough.
31.
30 damage.
Holy Yay. Shit!
Still standing!
That's a sand check. He lost more than 5, right?
It tears into your butt. It hits you with everything. It hits you with both claws and a beak.
Put a talon right up your a-hole.
Matt, it's your turn.
Okay. Am I within range, 60 foot of the one that just attacked Troy? Because it hasn't been damaged as bad.
You'd have to move. Okay. You moved a little
just
bit.
Just put me closer to it.
Yeah, ish. You're about there.
Okay, I am going to cast Shatter.
Which does...
I'm centering it on the beast.
Okay.
It's a 10-foot radius. Creature takes 3d8 thunder damage on a failed save. It's Constitution. Or half as much damage on a successful one. if it's made of inorganic material such as stone, crystal, or metal, it has disadvantage on the saving throw.
Right. I gotcha. Constitution save, your save is 14.
Yes.
Is that correct? It fails, so toss your 3d8 damage.
So 7, 11, 13.
13 total? You heard it. You heard it pretty bad.
Good.
What's the challenge rating on these? Just out of curiosity. Okay. That's about fair.
I said it was a con save.
Lucas, it's your turn.
My action is still ready.
Okay, your action is still ready. Troy.
What kind of range do these things have?
They're flying a good 50, 60 feet each round. I mean, they're... Because you got to think they're swooping right. down, attacking, and then flying back up.
So I can't, like, I can't get away from that. Just like D&D away.
Wiki.
If you hit the deck and got under something, it would be hard for it to get to you.
Because I mean, I could heal myself, but that's an action.
Yeah.
But then if it attacks me again, it doesn't really matter. It's gonna pretty much negate it. So
heal.
Huh?
Heal. I mean, but his heal isn't going to be near as much as what he could survive.
He can't survive a whole lot right now.
I guess I could heal myself twice.
We'll fucking bring him back. I got the thing. Hey, you ripped his fucking head off. I could put it back on, man.
Not yet, you can't.
Spare the dying. No matter what, I could bring him back to one.
Unless he gets dealt a massive amount of damage. If he got dealt roughly that same amount of damage, it would kill him out.
Oh, out of the game. Okay, heal yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heal yourself now, and hide under a wagon.
That was a good hit. What would their max damage be? Oh, man.
How do you not need to change yourself?
Yes. Talent? Sphincter control?
Wettest farts I've ever heard in my
life. They're not wet. I have a fat, flabby ass.
He's saying it's got some travel time from the interior to the exterior.
There's the initial fart noise of it leaving my butthole, and then the extra fart noise of my butt crack flapping back together as the gas leaves. The butt chimney.
The butt chimney.
Yeah, because it goes right up the back where the butt crack is.
Quoted.
Christ, throw that away, will you?
There.
Look where you're walking. There's fucking little dogs here. You could kill one of them.
I guess I'm going to lay on hands on myself. Give me 20.
Give you how much? 20. Good lord.
My level times 5.
Really?
Promise.
It was level plus 5.
Please be times 5.
Times 5. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, that's
not number
great.
Of times a day. Oh, okay. You're reading a book.
Okay, once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can heal for any portion of that.
Yeah.
Okay. At a time.
Okay. I'm dealing with a level 1 or level 2 cleric elsewhere, which is probably why they can't, or paladin, which is why they can't heal as much. Okay, gotcha.
That's great, man. Good. Good for
Jeff,
you.
Jeff, Mr. Illusionist, what would you like to do?
You said if I lay down, I may be able to...
I mean, if you fall off your horse, you're going to go prone, you're going to be a less viable thing. You intuit that based on what the bird guy did.
Yeah.
He's currently laying under the caravan because he knows how these birds act. If you want to see a picture of them, by the way, they're pretty gruesome looking.
Looks like a f***ing Pokemon.
It's Noct Owl. Okay. Go, Hoot Hoot.
Oh, I guess technically they're goring you. I think they're goring you with those antlers. Yeah. So you got gored with those antlers, probably lifted up and then kind of torn to shreds with the talons as it flew by.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're nasty losers.
No, he healed for 20. His lay on hands is bitching, man.
I'm gonna hop down and hide under the caravan,
okay,
and shoot from there.
That's reasonable.
Balance the dice on top of him.
That's gonna create a dice tower. I'll shoot away.
There's a little known sequel Stephen King wrote, The Dice Tower.
There you go.
Oh my god. People at home, if you can see the little contraption they've built out of dice and a dice bag over his little figure, this is great.
I was going to take a picture, too.
He's not taking a picture. He doesn't care that much.
Why not?
Because it's stupid.
Point.
What you got to throw at him?
Which one did you cast Shatter on?
That
one over there.
This
yeah,
one?
That one?
Okay.
Because the other one had been hit pretty good, too.
Make me an Arcana check.
Yeah. 19.
The magic is hurting them more.
Yeah, I know.
You know that your magic missile as well as the shatter both did some decent damage.
I'll throw another magic missile at this one.
It defeats their AC, which is the great part of magic missile.
Yep.
Good. How do I get my spell save DC to raise?
You don't.
Yeah.
14's kind of low. Sucks dick.
No, that sucks, because 15 is the highest I can have.
Oh, man.
I have a 20 intelligence, and... Ooh. 14.
Ooh. Nice.
That, you darn near knock it out of the sky. You hit that one with three, pop, 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 and you see that thing sort of, it sort of, you know, does that thing where the bird's got the injured wing where it kind of flaps around in circles for a minute as it gets its bearings. Still up, though. It's actually going to, not knowing who hit it, and not knowing it was hit from the other side, it's going to dive Matt now.
That's not Matt.
That's Matt.
It's diving past and hit.
No.
Yeah. And the other one?
Can we just pretend that we know he's under a wagon?
And the other one is going to dive Troy. Matt?
You're on the ground, aren't you?
Well, I didn't say, I guess, technically.
Oh, yeah, were you laying on the ground or not?
I'd like to be, I guess.
then I'll roll it differently. Matt first. Tracy.
Huh?
What's your armor class?
18.
That one swings both times at you and misses.
Damn, I want a fucking skadoosh.
Yours is what? 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got that channel divinity. I can max it out.
Does hit you with one attack. I rolled disadvantage, but still rolled a 19 on its disadvantage.
I should have done that with shatter. That
so.
Ow. Is it hitting him again?
Well, let me think about that for a second.
You sadistic fuck.
18 damage. Matt, it's your turn.
Which one has more HP?
This is the one that's barely alive. That one still looks pretty good.
I want to cast Shatter, and I want to use Channel Divinity.
Which does?
Which maximizes. Means I can't miss, and it fucking maxes out. Doesn't it?
I mean, it might maximize.
Maximizes damage, yeah. It does.
Still get the save.
Okay, yeah. So, it's got to
save. Because it's either going to take, so what is the full damage?
That would 20, be 3d8.
So 24.
24.
Half is 12.
Mm-hmm.
It does matter. Okay. So I need to roll the save, and the save is 14 on a what? 14 on a is con save, right? Or is it?
You know
save?
What? I didn't write that one down. I honestly... Oh, wait. No, wait. Shatter?
Yeah.
Shatter. Con save. Okay.
It fails, so it takes full 24 damage. Yeah. I say, because you maximize. Because you still roll to see whether or not it takes the maximized 12 or the maximized 24. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just so you know in the future. So, Matt, you turn and you cast Shatter. And I imagine this, you know, a tuning fork?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what starts to happen. It starts to vibrate all at once in weird ways. And just as it's... So I imagine it just, you know, tore into Troy is, you know, squawking as it raises up in victory as it's got flesh and gore in between its fingers. And you cast, it starts to vibrate, and it explodes as nice. Gore and feathers rain down on top of the two of you. And that periton's dead.
Make a fucking coat now, motherfucker!
Yeah.
May not be enough feathers. it is now Lucas's turn.
My action is still ready.
Alright, my action is still ready.
It the is third time.
Troy's turn.
What happened to your bow?
You did hit it with your bow.
It didn't do enough damage. I stopped.
So you're just going to sit there like a pussy? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Good to know.
I'm going to wait till it comes pussy. Down so I can hit it with my silver scimitar.
I'm going to heal myself again. Cure wounds.
What's my spellcasting ability modifier?
Wisdom.
Whatever you cast your spell off of.
Wisdom. So plus 4. Okay.
Go ahead.
Healing again?
Yep.
8 plus...
Probably your modifier, so probably, what, 11 maybe?
Charisma, right?
I would imagine
yep.
So.
Yeah, 11.
Cool. See, you guys are all worried, and he's been knocked down almost to 0 twice, and he's still got some HP. Jeff!
14.
you know it couldn't possibly withstand another blow like what you just did.
I'll use acid splash on it.
Yeah, Jeff. Blow it again.
Is that an area?
No. It's a...
Dirty.
It gets a dex save, I think.
Okay. I'm just curious if you're dumping acid on top of Lucas's head since it's flying over.
I throw a glob of acid at it.
Okay.
Wait, I have a resistance to something. I don't know.
Dex save.
Dex save?
Probably not acid.
I thought you were resistant to virus, like, illnesses.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Normal shit.
You know, the illness of acid. You guys have heard of that.
Oh, no, I can't be put to sleep by magic. That's
it what fails?
Means. 4 damage.
Let me double check. Yeah. You throw that glob of acid and hit it right in the face, and you see, like, its flesh start to peel off, and it falls to the ground, and it's dead. By the way, that was actually a challenge rating that's at what you guys should be facing, so.
It's understandable.
Wrecked!
I just rolled shitty.
Oh, and just so you know, Lucas, it's not that you weren't doing damage, it just wasn't counting for as much damage. You could have kept popping it. You could have thrown your javelins at it.
Probably true.
Any sort of non-magical attack is half damage.
Wouldn't silver have done more damage, though?
No, because it's not magical.
Oh, okay.
That's alchemical silver.
Yeah. So you killed two paratons.
I'm going to take the one that's still mostly intact and try and sell it to the bird guy.
But it's still alive?
No, it's dead. I can maybe wake it up if we could bind it.
Yeah, spare the dying.
Oh, no, he wants the feathers to make whatever.
Yeah, he wants
the
feathers. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get to see the picture. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty plumage. It'd make a lovely overcoat.
Yeah, covered in blood. Out of game question.
Yeah.
I have fae ancestry.
Yeah, that means that you are descended from
fairies.
No, I know that. Advantage on saving throws, and I have charms. So what does that mean?
Anytime you are charmed, so anytime you think I'm magically charming you, using a spell to manipulate you or any sort of charm-based spell, you get advantage on the roll against it.
Gotcha.
That's just one of those things you have to remember because I'm going to forget that you have that.
I'm
going to
forget too.
It's just one of those things that as the characters get more and more complex, I'm not going to be able to memorize everything that you guys can do.
Why not?
That's where you just have to be, like you have to say, if I'm like, he's really persuading you to do this, that's when you have to say, hey Cody, I have this advantage versus charm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now charm spell is going to be a roll. So I'm going to say roll a d20. Oh, he convinced you. You know what I mean? So that's when you're like, hey, wait a second.
See, now is when you start asking about everything. Is that enchantment? Because my old group, they always played dwarves. And dwarves get stone cunning, and they get a plus to their AC versus giants. So everything we came across, it was, is it a giant? Is it made of stone?
Just drive me nuts when people do that. He shakily gets out into the gore and the feathers, and he'll be like, I'll give you 20 gold for the corpse.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
All right.
I'll take it.
He gives you 20 gold, and he...
What about this glob of blood and feathers over here that I killed?
Well, I appreciate...
I'll give you 3 silver.
Well, I appreciate you taking it out. It's really not, intact enough for me to take. He's like,
no, I can bring it back for you if you want.
Yeah, spare the dying and tie him to it.
Kill me, please.
We out of combat. We're out of danger.
Yeah, as far as you can tell.
I'm gonna go cure the wounds on my 2 compatriots here that got whacked.
Don't.
You guys go ahead and use your spells however you want.
Well, it doesn't matter. The next day you're gonna get it back anyway.
Yeah, the next day I'll get it back.
The next day they're gonna get their health back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Next day we'll get the health.
I'm just saying, just in case you want, if you want to wait, I'd rather use an action to attack in a battle.
Go ahead.
So just 1d8 plus 4. So you got 11.
Nice.
Do you want it?
Sure.
You got 10.
You're just giving it away.
I'm not getting made fun of for being a cleric that doesn't heal people anymore.
No, we'll still make fun of you. I don't know why I thought that would stop.
I revoke what I just did, and now I'm casting Inflict Wounds upon Troy. I mean, I came out unscathed, so damn thing couldn't touch me for some reason.
You smell funny.
Hmm?
What?
Does it smell funny?
I didn't say that.
So did you use some healing spells and so forth?
I did.
Okay.
I healed both of them for 11 and 10.
Okay, you guys travel onward. You get all your spells back. You get all your health back. Everything, you know, goes on. Travel a couple more days, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera.
Until one day you're in a bit of a plains, and there you can see off in the distance a herd of deer.
We're in a plain? I thought this was Dungeons and Dragons.
What the fuck, man?
There's all these snakes!
There's a polar bear!
Snakes on a plane.
I was going to make an airplane joke, but I couldn't think of a good one. What is it? He walks in and says, good luck, we're all counting on you.
Striker.
And don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley! Great movie. But yeah, you guys, you're in the, you come across some plains, and several of the merchants, you know, wanting fresh meat for a change, as opposed to the gruel you've been eating, are like, hey, let's, how about a couple of you, you know, bodyguards or whatever, go out on some horses and try and slay some, you know, shoot some deer. So they're asking if you will do that.
Yeah, pay me more?
Would you like to eat fresh meat as opposed to trail rations?
I'm fine either way.
All right.
You're asking for a service, and I'm asking for money.
I mean, the merchants are just asking if you would do it, and you don't have to. You see several others ride out at the thought of having fresh meat for a change for the
fine,
first time.
Fine, I'll fucking go.
I don't care. You can not go.
Yeah, I'm going. Get a deer.
All right, so you head off first, then, because you agree to.
Uh-oh. It's Oregon Trail. There's dysentery. Look out.
So, Pickle Britches, you head off first, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, make me...
Other guys around me?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. As soon as they're like, oh, look, fresh meat, like some guys who are already on horses take off.
Yeah.
And that some of the, you know, some of the...
Because that won't spook the fucking deer.
Well...
These guys aren't that good at this.
Roll me a perception check.
It's probably bait for some fucking dragon thing, or a wyvern, or whatever.
Just what I want to paint first.
Oh,
good catch.
15.
You see, so you guys are sort of riding across the plains. The idea is not here. They don't want to take a long time to hunt these things, so they're just going to try and run them down and shoot a few of them and have some fresh meat for dinner. And as you see, the herd gets disturbed and starts spreading out. You see in the middle of the herd a golden stag. A legit golden stag.
Web.
And as soon as you see it, you hear a bunch of the other guys call out, "Oh my god, kill it! It'll be worth a bunch of gold. No, let it go. Catch it. It's got to give us a wish." And you see the stag bound off into the woods.
Okay,
dumbasses.
Olivia's following it.
Are you going to follow along with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll me a survival check. And I will give you advantage because Olivia is
following.
He's
not a pony. Can I catch up now?
It depends. Are you guys taking off as you hear the cries?
14.
Okay.
The last thing I said was, all right, fuck it, I'll go.
All right. Well, make me an animal handling check, Matt.
Oh.
I like how he's looking
at something. Ah, fucking. Sorry.
Just roll like a normal dice.
22.
Yeah. No, you are easily able to dodge through some of the others, and you're right on Pickle Bridge's heels. What was your animal handling? It was like
you told me to make.
You said survival.
Or sorry, yeah. What was your survival?
14.
Okay, and that was with advantage. Did you roll two of them?
Oh no, I didn't.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Unnatural 20.
All right, you are on its heels. You are following this golden stag, and you're following him right through the woods.
Are there others pacing me?
No, you're outpacing everybody else. Like it is
on a pony. It's one of those comics.
All right. Yep. Minor illusion. See the stag take off that way.
Okay.
What do I got to roll?
As you say, you got to roll too, because you're not
intelligence on. 15.
Yeah, they all fail.
I failed.
You see me keep going though.
Give me an...
I don't want a meta, like...
Give me an insight
roll. No, you see him... You mean, obviously, yeah, no. You know the...
Insight 22.
Yeah, you... Well, you see him head in another direction. You would have seen him raise his hands. You know he's casted a spell, but you're not sure.
Okay, I saw the somatic.
And, yeah, in the split second, you see it go that way. You start to nudge your horse that way, and then you're like, he's still going that way, so you follow him.
Okay.
Give me another survivor roll with advantage. Give me one more animal handling roll, Matt.
16.
8.
Okay. You're losing Jeff a little bit.
Okay.
You can still see him just barely on that pony. That pony is really
an amazing fucking pony.
Jeff, make me one more
this
roll for
horse.
Each of you. One more animal handling and one more survival.
23.
Okay, you got him.
No. Oh my god! He crit and 19. 20 and a 19.
Alright.
Okay.
We are
racing this horse.
It led you on what you feel like was about a 1,500-yard chase through a bunch of moss-grown ivy draped to a moss-grown ivy-draped ruin in the forest. So you notice that you've come up to sort of a tower that's sort of just crumbled and destroyed, right? And I mean, to the point where you can just walk into the side, and you see that the stag is standing inside the tower. And the next question is, what languages do the two of you know?
Draconian.
Gnomish and common.
All right, you hear something very elegant and silver-tongued come out of the stag that you do not understand.
Hang on a minute.
Is it Elvish? Because I kind of wish I was following.
It is not one you feel like you've heard. You don't go, oh, I think he's speaking Elvish, or oh, it's something. Just as a heads up, Jeff, it's something very obscure.
Yes.
Through sounds and gestures, you can communicate with small animals or smaller beasts.
Give me some sort of intelligence-based roll.
Who, me?
13.
Sure, it'll work just fine.
14.
Speak with animals or something?
No, that's a gnome trait.
Oh.
Forest gnome.
Oh, okay, so it's just a trait. You don't have to spend a spell.
Yeah.
You realize this is something different. This is not an animal. This is something different. You notice it look at you quizzically and cock its head, and then the stag tries something else that you recognize as might be elven. And I'm assuming neither of you know either.
No.
No, we do.
Then,
I will tell Olivia, find Yaz, bring him back here.
She takes off. You see the thing?
Me, right? I guess.
You speak Elven? He's half elf.
We can both come. Why not?
Yeah.
You see it.
Sorry.
You see it cock its head.
I keep
one more
thinking
time.
You're human.
You realize it's struggling to speak in common. You are. You follow the correct way. You follow the correct way.
Namaste, Mr. Stag.
You must follow the river. If you follow the river, the gold. If you follow the river of gold,
at the top,
you will reach the castle. River of Gold.
Neritar.
Castle in the sky. And you just see it. Give me an insight roll, two of you.
12.
Six.
It's struggling. It's very
does
broken.
Does it recognize the word Neritar?
It just keeps cocking its head, and it's very confused. And
And I'll be like, wait a minute.
I was like, it's River of Gold, Castle in the Sky, Blood, River of Gold, Castle, Blood, Death. And you see it sort of like, it bows its head a little bit, because a stag still has prongs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it sort of tips its head.
A stag has a huge rack of antlers.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a full-grown male deer.
I'm not a hunter person or a wilderness person, so I didn't know. I thought stags were the ones with the little itty-bitty ones.
No.
No.
So is it sort of leans down and motions with its antlers. You see a box, good-sized box, appear right in front of you. And it motions to the box.
Okay.
You poke it with a stick.
I'll open it.
As you open it, you realize that there is... Roll an arcana.
21.
Whoa! You realize that there is a magical cross, or a magical longbow inside of it.
Oh, nice.
I can use that.
But, so you, as you both look back up, the thing cocks its head one more time and looks at both of you and says, "Not all will survive." And you see the stag just fade.
That's awesome, man. Good job, you pony riding some.
I don't know how you identify, because in this game it doesn't tell you really how you identify, but with that good amount of
the identify
roll,
spell,
it is a plus one crossbow. Or okay. A plus one longbow. I keep saying the word crossbow.
It's a crossbow, I'll keep it.
It's a plus one longbow.
I'll take it if you don't want it.
I'm gonna sell it.
The only one who uses a longbow.
It is a lot of money.
It can be useful in a battle.
I know, I'm joking. Jesus.
We were just fighting birds and you didn't want to use your goddamn
bow. Basically, just adds
it wasn't doing
enough
damage. I was kind of
plus
like,
one to attack, plus one to damage. It's kind of like that first basic magical item you get in a fantasy game. It's one of those.
Plus, those birds that needed to be hit by magic to get past their damage reduction.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how damage reduction works in this game. I haven't really looked into it yet.
They have resistance?
Yeah, as I say, I don't think... They used to be able to do damage reduction, where you would just... if it was below a certain number, you just ignored the damage entirely. My buddy used it quite well because there was a barbarian fight where his damage resistance was 5, I think. So anything 5 or less damage, he completely ignored. And he strapped to himself a bunch of explosive bottles that all did 1d4 damage. And so he made this cloak of explosives because he resists every bit of damage because it's all less than 5. And he, like, got swallowed by a dragon and said the magic word and did all this damage inside the dragon's mouth and just blew its head off.
Nice.
That's great.
These are the kind of people I play D&D with.
He had to hope that the dragon didn't bite him in half and swallowed him whole.
Well, I think it was a little bit more, like, axe swingy than that, because I think he dual-wielded axes and he, like, climbed up the dragon and, like, forced his way inside of it and then said the magic word.
He climbed up the dragon's asshole.
Okay. So when you guys get back, you see a bunch of confused hunters. Like, did you guys see that golden stag? Did you see the...
No.
Did you see
no. I didn't see anything.
Mm-mm. It was...
Just found this lousy bow.
We lost... Well, we
found this giant blow.
Come back.
Gloves.
I come back carrying a bow bigger than me.
I mean, we chased it like you guys. Chip. We lost it in the woods, so...
Toss the bow to Yaz.
Seriously. Okay.
Thank you, sir. So I put plus one next to my longbow now?
If he's giving it to you.
Are you giving me the bow?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
So just...
So wait. So that makes my attack bonus...
Troy, if you want his non-magical...
Ooh, that'd be handy.
And then...
Gonna need to get some arrows somewhere.
Plus six.
Well, no, that wouldn't help you much because you don't have a dex. You want thrown weapons.
Well, I'm better off...
BT-dubs minus 2 javelins for you. And minus 1 arrow for you.
Yeah,
you guys are keeping track of that.
Oh, I meant to collect those.
I meant to grab one of the crossbows, too. Yeah. And I didn't.
BT dubs.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to tell you guys that. So now, by this point, you've made it most of the way. It's now just like before, you're getting closer and closer to Waterdeep, so you're starting to see more and more towns and villages that you're passing through. It's less and less wilderness.
Did you write down what the deer said?
What'd the fox say?
God damn it.
Thank God Joe has stopped watching that.
I'm going to show up on Sunday and remind him that he needs to watch it. Hey Joe, what does the fox say?
That kid.
So is that a celestial creature?
Oh.
Oh, dick.
It was a deer angel.
It was.
It was sent
from
Jesus.
Can I make a history roll on those runes?
You did not.
Could I?
Sure.
Unnatural 20.
You don't know shit about those runes.
Okay. Worth a shot.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, you rolled well enough that you would think that they might have been elven. Like that you would think from the architecture, but history-wise, you don't know.
Would I, as an elf,
could you remember them and draw them for the people who weren't there?
Would I be able to know more since I have an elf?
You are a drow.
Still an elf. Okay. It's a dark elf.
Well, I'm still a human, but I don't know what the heck goes on in Bulgaria. It's because other humans are in Bulgaria.
They do Bulgarian.
Touche.
They produce some damn good professional wrestlers, that's for sure.
Fair enough.
One. So yeah, I'll relate to them.
Some does imply more than one.
He's okay.
It's not like the only one.
World War One.
Can I get some charisma checks, please?
Oh, shit. 10.
Crit 19.
4.
4.
Yeah, but you rolled a 1, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you roll?
4.
You rolled a 4, though.
I rolled a 2.
You rolled a 2. All right. Insight check, Troy.
I can never read
it. It was a 15.
18.
Okay. You got that feeling on the back of your neck that you're... That bugs my... You ever have the feeling that you was being watched? And you turn around and maybe today your guy with the birds is riding, what was it, Evermore, something like that.
Yeah.
You're a little farther back in the caravan and you happen to turn around a couple times and you realize that the guy driving one of the cult's caravans is like boring holes into you. He is like watching you like a hawk. Like suddenly it's like a light switch is flipped on and like you keep glancing back a couple times during the day and he is watching you.
Okay.
So my crit he reaches slowly into
his cloak and unzips his trousers.
Do what?
I don't know. You had us all roll before that.
Yeah.
He had.
Is this the only thing that matters?
He had a crit fail. He noticed that he's being watched?
I had a crit 19.
I know. Yeah. Okay. It's not a crit 19 unless you hit with a weapon.
I thought it was for everything.
No.
I thought we thought that.
Just add your charisma to 19, please.
You're a fighter. It's only.
Well, yeah, but it was. No. Never mind. It's okay.
It's only weapons.
No, he's noticing me a little uncomfortably.
Okay.
Day goes on.
Did you just
guys
say about the Italians?
Can I go talk to him?
Sure. I mean, do you want to?
Kinda.
Okay, so you're gonna like slow down your horse, and like, what are you gonna? How are you approaching the man?
Hey.
Yeah, I'll just let my dude know that I got a bad feeling about a guy. Gotta go see a guy about a horse.
Okay. Is it the brewmeister? I hear he's looking for one.
Screw that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you could go talk to him.
Yeah, I'll just slow down, I guess, until I catch his stride.
Saved a horse.
Yeah. The second, like, you do that, he kind of, like, immediately looks away from you.
What's up?
Can I help you?
Can I help you? You've been staring at me quite intently. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm just watching the road.
No, you're watching me.
No.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
I want this yes-no argument to go on for an hour.
Do the Bugs Bunny thing. Flip it on. Duck season.
Yes, you were. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. No, I wasn't. No, you weren't. Yes, I was. I'm sticking into that one.
He got picked up.
He's loud enough. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. He's like, no. I apologize then. I'm sorry if I have,
intimidate him.
15 on intimidation?
Oh, no, he's intimidated.
Yeah.
No.
Rolling.
No, yeah. That just for, no, man. Sorry. It's cool. Yeah, it's fine.
No, it's not fine. We're going to resolve this, or I'm going to hop off my horse and bash your head in with my hammer.
At that point, you hear from several other people in the caravan and around the caravan, what? You see several people, like, reaching for swords in the cultist caravan. Like, what's your problem, man? What are you doing?
This guy's staring me down. You're going to lose a member. And I'm going to take a couple more with you with me until he tells me what's up.
Whoa. Like, let's hold the phone here. All right? Like, let's just go back up there and guard who you're supposed to guard. Leave him alone.
No. We're going to resolve this.
Resolve it because what? He's looking forward on the road?
He's looking at me.
You're forward on the road. You're staring at the horse's ass that's in front of you. No. We're staring at the horse's ass in front of us.
I was staring at him.
They called you a horse's ass. Kill him.
Staring at me. So... we can resolve this peacefully.
At this point, the caravan has come to a stop, and you are making it a scene. You are making a scene.
Yeah.
You hear the scene. What's going on? Why are we stopped? What's going on? Is there a problem? Have we been attacked? What's... Uh-huh. And you guys are now like, wait, what?
I wouldn't mind creeping up next to him and just kind of standing there with my arms crossed.
Okay.
Just joining. They've got joining in.
They've got 30 to 40 guys. They feel pretty confident versus.
It's okay.
Two.
This guy's got a problem with me, and I want to know why.
You, man, just what? I don't understand. What's your problem?
My problem is you're boring holes in the back of my head.
I mean, you're in front of me. What do you want me to say?
Say something different. You've been this record's been repeated.
There's no records. There's no records.
It's okay. I'm the king of anachronisms. I'm constantly using things that make no sense in this world. I've
stopped texting and writing.
Oh, fine. I'll
If you want to walk off, and we can talk about this away from people if that's more comfortable for you, but
this is going to be resolved. You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I've got no problem with you, man. I've got no problem with you.
Okay. This guy sounds like me in a bar.
Like, it's just...
like, I'm sorry, sir,
like,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you felt like I was boring holes into you. If I was, I was just staring off into nothing.
Don't buy it.
Well, what do you want to do? Like, I'm not going to fight you, man. I got nothing to do with it. Okay, fine. Like, and he hops down off the wagon. He's like, I'm going to go ride on this wagon. And he goes a couple of wagons back and climbs up in that wagon.
I let it go for now, but I'm going to be riding facing backwards.
Watching. What the fuck was that word?
Their caravan.
Backwards. Roll me an animal handling.
Doing ride this successfully backwards.
You can ride it backwards?
He's got an inspiration point.
I can do this.
No, he doesn't.
You deserve one now, sir.
16?
You ride your horse quite well for about a mile until you ride off a cliff backwards.
The horse can see forward.
Wait, what are the plains? There are no cliffs.
You ride off the caravan.
He disappears into one of the wagons.
I'm riding side saddle.
Side saddle.
Like a lady.
Okay.
Well, that was interesting.
He brought it up.
Bring up shit. All right. Keep riding, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you keep riding. Evening, settle down for your evening meal. Roll, perception checks.
14.
8.
13. 11. Okay. Okay. Roll me another set of perception checks. Laying down for bed.
8. Oh, I'm sorry, 10.
I roll advantage.
Yeah, so roll two of them and give me the better one.
Because it's night.
19.
You recognize that the same guy that Troy was picking a fight with earlier is like, seems to be giving sideways glances to you guys as you bed down for the evening.
Kill him! Kill him and take his place.
Are we all sleeping in the same spot, or are we?
No, I'm just. I'm assuming the caravans round up at night, and so you could theoretically all sleep. You're all sleeping sort of close together. It just so happens that you know, as you're settling down for bed, you two both happen to look over and see this guy kind of like give you a sideways glance. It's like he's taking a long walk back from taking a pee and is like heading back to his own caravan circle, but he's like.
Right. I kind of sit down on a rock and pull out a scimitar and just kind of sharpen it while I'm looking at him.
Be careful, it's silver. That's a soft metal.
It's gonna wear it away.
Just
fine.
He just takes the silver right off
it's
of it.
Fine.
He seems too intently staring at Troy as he's walking sideways to even notice you.
He doesn't notice the
no.
elf that's hanging out right next to the guy. All right.
Not when he rolls a 4.
Pussy elf.
Alright, you guys go to bed?
No.
I go to bed.
If you want, we can take turns keeping watch on this guy. You want
to
take?
Yeah, I'm going to walk up right to his caravan and watch him sleep. And be there when he wakes up.
Stand over him and masturbate in his face or something.
Skeet, everybody asleep?
More or less, yeah.
Is this guy asleep?
You would have to walk over to his caravan and find out.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Are you approaching quietly?
I got 13 on stealth.
Okay.
No, enough? I'm just walking.
I'm going by myself.
So you're walking over, slinking, and you hear Troy go over, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
No, you stay where you are. I'm going by myself.
Are you listening to the advice of the elf?
I'm walking up there myself.
All right. So you're slinking on by, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. You can roll advantage because he's causing that much of a distraction.
Asshole. So, yeah, it's still the same.
Okay. You walk over, and as soon as you do, there are several men stand up as they've got their swords. And they're like, yeah, hold on.
Completely ruined everything, by the way.
Hey, go back to your caravan. We've got this taken care of. We don't need any additional guards over here.
I was literally going to drag him to you.
Okay.
But you f***ed it up, so.
Okay.
Use your elven eyes. Go hide in the trees and shoot him with your fucking fancy bow.
We don't need you over here. Go on.
Get out of here.
What's your passive perception?
13.
You tell off to your left that there are a couple more guards coming around the side there. Like, move along, bud. Bathroom's that way.
I'm fine right here.
They don't have bathrooms.
I just whip out my wang and take a piss right there.
If you take 75 people in a caravan, they probably establish a spot to.
Well, they would call it a latrine or a.
It's in the military. They call it what they want.
They don't have baths. Well, I mean,
shitter. They don't have baths?
They have baths. They have a bath, but they don't have bathtubs. Running water.
Nobody said anything about tubs.
You don't know about running water?
Huh?
Shit. The elves have been around for forever. I'm sure they got running water figured out.
Dude says bathroom is that way. Water. Dude says bathroom is that way. I just whip out my wing and take a piss when I'm standing and walk away.
Okay.
It's the wrong color.
I think that you feel like you're being intimidating when you do this stuff.
Just being an asshole.
Silly.
You just talked about masturbating in the dude's face when he was asleep. Well, I don't know where the judgment's coming from.
That's out of character. You're not going to do that. He's just pissed by the guy.
I'm standing here.
He's being an asshole.
You notice that there are now 7 or 8 of them. Yeah. Like,
we should just go. If you want to die, that's fine. I'm going to walk away. I don't give a shit.
Seriously, move on.
It's not worth it.
At this point, we don't want to hurt anybody. Move along.
I don't want to hurt anybody either, but that guy's got an issue, and I want to know what it is.
Well, deal with it. You're not going to get in to see him, so keep on walking.
Sleep soundly.
Okay, you too, buddy. One of them blows you a kiss.
Oh.
See, I'm not the only asshole.
The party has proven themselves capable of handling the dangers of the road, but can they keep their cool amongst the caravan? Or will hot tempers result in a bloody end? And what about the mysterious stag? What portents do its words contain? Find out in the next episode of Brothel D&D.
I have a fat, flabby ass.